愿一切的平安都归给我们弟兄姐妹。
This morning, I would like to use a topic, unexpected grace for our mutual encouragement.
我今天想要利用这个题目，出乎意料的恩典，来与大家分享。
What is grace?
那恩典是什么？
Grace is the gift of God. That means you didn't work for it.
恩典就是从神来的礼物，那我们没有做什么功来配得这个礼物。
If you work very hard, you earn the wages. It's not a grace at all.
那如果 你工作很辛苦的工很努力的工作，然后你得到了你的薪水，那这就不是一个恩典。
You don't have to say thank you to your boss when they give you a paycheck.
那当你的老板给你你的薪水的时候，你不需要跟他说谢谢。
But if you didn't work for something, you get it, then you should be thankful.
可是如果我们没有做什么，可是我们却得到了一些东西，那我们就要有一颗感谢的心。
God gave us a lot of grace.
那神给我们许多的恩典。
But the Bible describes the grace of God.Is very, very wonderful.
那圣经解释说，神的恩典是非常奇妙的。
And sometimes, actually, it's even beyond our expectation.
那常常这些恩典是出乎我们意料之外的。
Our God is a God beyond our expectation.
因为我们的神也是出乎我们意料的神。
For example, if you go for a flight.
比如说如果我们去坐飞机。
You buy the economy ticket.
那也许你买经济舱的机票。
And then when you are boarding.
那当你要准备要搭飞机的时候
，Suddenly you were told, "Oh, you're lucky today. You got upgraded to first class."
那突然有一个人来跟你讲说，恭喜你今天被选上，你可以去坐头等舱。
You didn't ask for it.
那你一开始并没有要求什么。
You didn't expect it.
你也没有想到会发生这样的事。
But you are just so lucky. You are chosen to get upgrade.
可是你很幸运，你就这样被选为可以去坐头等舱。
I think you'll be so happy on that day, right?
那在那天你就会非常的高兴。
Our God is just like that.
那我们的神其实就像这样子。
The grace that He has given us always beyond our expectation.
那神所给我们的恩典常常都是出乎我们意料之外的。
What are the grace that is beyond our expectation?
那这些恩典是什么呢？
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
我们来翻开哥林多前书第二章。
The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
First Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 8.
哥林多前书第二章第八节。
Chapter 2, verse 8.
哥林多前书第二章第八节。
Let's read.
这智慧世上有权有位的人没有一个知道的，他们若知道，就不把荣耀的主钉在十字架上了。
Verse 9.
第九节，如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
Here tell us the grace of God is the cross of Lord Jesus Christ.
这里告诉我们说，神的恩典就是主耶稣被钉在十字架上。
The best gift that God has ever given to anyone.Is Himself down on the cross for us.
这是神能够给我们最好的一个礼物，就是他把他自己，主耶稣基督，将他自己献上在十字架上。
Here, the Bible uses the Old Testament prophecy to describe the unexpected grace of God.
那就算在旧约里，圣经也记载到这个神从神来出乎预料的恩典。
Verse 9 tells us, "I no eyes has seen, no ear has heard."
在第九节这里说到是人。眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见。
None have entered into the heart of man the things that which God had prepared for those who love him.
那人心也未曾想到这个神为他爱他的人所预备的。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思？
You know, in our life we see many things.
这告诉我们说，我们在生命里我们看到了许多事情。
Have you seen someone will love somebody so much to die for him or her?
可是我们是否有看到有一个人他爱另外一个人爱得这么深，为愿意为他而死？
No, I have seen about this.
那我们从来没有看过这种事情。
Especially if you don't know someone.
尤其是如果这个人其实他并不认识另外一个人。
Will you die for him?
那如果是我们的话，我们愿意为我们不认识的人死吗？
Of course not.
当然不会。
And all the more, if that someone has sinned against you.
那更何况如果这个人他得罪了我们。
If he offended you.
如果他得罪了我们
Will you ever die for him?
那我们是否能够来为他而死呢？
Of course not.
当然不可能。
So no, I have seen this happen before.
所以这里说眼睛未曾看见。
And nobody have heard about this story before.
那耳朵也未曾听见。
And no one will even think about this could even happen.
那人心也未曾想到这种事情会发生。
Actually, it's true. We human beings, we are very selfish.
当然我们人类我们都是非常自私的。
First, we only love ourselves.
第一我们只爱自己。
Because we think we love ourselves, we want to protect ourselves.
我们 为了爱自己，所以我们就特别保护自己。
And then we love those who love us.
那我们也只爱那些爱我们的人。
That's why how we do things in this world.
这就是我们在这世界上我们是这样子来做。
But the grace of God is so unexpected.
可是神的恩典是这么的出乎人的意料之外。
He can even love us who is not very lovable.
那他爱我们，就算我们不是可爱的。
A few days ago, I read a newspaper article.
那几天前，我在报纸上我读了一个文章。
In telling me a story, it happened in Pakistan.
讲到一个故事，是发生在巴基斯坦。
In a village, in a rural village, there was a 17 years old boy.
在一个小村庄里面，有一位17岁的男孩。
One day he was late for school.
有一天他去上学迟到了。
And then he was walking outside the school, about to enter in.
然后他正走往学校的路上。
He was near the school, about to enter the entrance.
他已经很靠近学校，准备要进去了。
And then he saw a stranger.
他就看到了一位陌生人。
He's also a young man asking the boy.
也是一位年轻的男孩问他说。
How do I go into the school?
另外一个男孩就问他说，我该怎么样进去这个学校呢？
This boy look at him and find him a little bit suspicious.
那这个第一位男孩看到这另外一个男孩，就觉得这个人有点可疑。
He didn't look like a student at all.
因为他觉得这个人并不是他们学校的学生。
And in his body, there's something strange bound up.
然后他也看到他身上有绑着一些奇怪的东西。
So this 17 years old boy confronted him, asking, "What do you want?"
所以这位17岁的男孩就问他说，你想要做什么？
I actually find out that guy, that man, actually is a suicide bomber.
然后他就发现说，另外这位男孩其实他是，一个
自杀炸弹的，
自杀炸弹
啊 ，terrorist 恐怖分子。
他是一位恐怖分子。
He had a vest of explosive, trying to go into the school to bomb the school.
那他在他的身上这背心上面，他装了一些炸弹，他想要去炸这所学校。
So nearby, everybody hear about that, and everybody run away.
所以第一位男孩听到这些，他就告诉大家，大家都逃走了。
And then, but the situation get worse.
越变越糟。
But that boy, 17 years old, instead of running away, he confront him, chasing him. Don't do this, don't do this.
可是这17岁的男孩，他整所学校只有这一位17岁的男孩，他最后死去。
All the other boys or students were saved, were spared because of the bravery of one person.
其他所有的学生都没有事都是因为这一个十七岁男孩他所做的。
And his father was working in another country, fleeing back into Pakistan.
那这位男孩的父亲他在其他的国家工作，他后来就飞回来巴基斯坦。
And the news reporter asked the father.
那记者就问这位父亲。
Do you feel sad about the passing of your son?
他说你儿子死去了，你会不会伤心
？And then the father replied.
那这位父亲他就回答说
，Yes, of course, we are sad.
他说：“当然，我很难过。”
This boy make the mother sad, make the mother cry.
那发生的事情让他的母亲也很难过。
But my son also spare many hundreds of mothers. They don't have to cry because of the bravery of my son.
可是其他所有学生的母亲却不用哭泣，因为他们全部都被救了。
So that is a really touching story.
所以这是一个很感人的故事。
In this world, sometimes we have very touching story.
那在这世界上，我们也会听到很感人的事情。但是并不会常常发生。
But one person, one young boy, saved 2,000 people.
可是这一位小男孩，他就救了2,000个人。
People respect him, people honor him.
那大家就会纪念他，会尊敬他。
But how much more if there's one person can die for the whole world and save the whole world out of sin?
更何况有这么一位人，他为了全世界的人而死去。
That is grace. That grace is even more, much more than anyone who can have done in the whole world.
那这种恩典是比所有其他恩典更大。
Let's turn to John chapter 3.
我们来看约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3 verse 16.
约翰福音第三章第十六节。
John 3:16 is a very famous passage in the Bible.
约翰福音第三章十六节是。一个很有名的经节。
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
This is a very touching word of God.
这是神从神而来非常感人的一个经节。
God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
We may not know God, but God loved us before we know Him.
虽然我们一开始也许不知道神，可是神一开始就爱了我们。
But how do God show His love to us?
可是神怎么表现出他的爱呢？
He loved us so that He gave His only begotten Son.
神爱世人，将他的独生子赐给他们。
If a person has only one son, he must love him the most.
如果有一个人他只有一个儿子的话，他一定爱这个儿子最深。
Everybody will love your children.
因为每一个父母亲都爱自己的小孩。
But if you only have one children, you'll give everything to him. You'll love him more than yourself.
可是如果你只有一个孩子，那你就会把所有的都给他。
This is to describe how God loves us.
那这就在解释神是怎么样的爱我们。
That means God loves us more than He loves Himself.
这就代表说神爱我们比他爱他自己更深。
He sent His only Son to come to the world.
所以他将他的独生子赐给人。
So that's the depth of the love.
那这就是他的爱有多么的深。
And then, what is the broad, the width of His love?
那他的爱有多么广呢？
Whosoever believe in Him.
叫一切信他的。
No matter who you are.
无论你是谁。
Rich or poor.
你富有或者是贫穷。
Black, yellow or white.
你是哪一种种族。
You're very educated or you're the villager in Africa.
你是否 有很高的受过很高的教育或者是你在非洲长大。
Doesn't matter.
都没有关系。
If you believe in Him.
只要你相信他。
You will not perish.
你就不至灭亡。
Spiritually, you will not perish.
在属灵的性命上，你不会灭亡。
You have eternal life.
而且你会得到永生。
That is, this grace is so broad. Every time, every Sabbath, we sit here and think about God's grace.
所以我们每一个安息日来到这边，我们就要来思考神的爱是多么深、多么广。
We are always can be moved to tears.
那我们常常在思考的时候，我们都会。感动到落泪。
So every time we think about this unexpected grace,
所以我们如果常常每次想到这个出乎意料的恩典，
our heart will be very thankful to God, no matter what happened in our life.
那我们对神就会充满一颗感恩的心，无论我们在生活上遇到什么事情。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
我们来翻开罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5 verse 6.
罗马书第五章第六节。
Romans 5 6.
罗马书第五章第六节。
Romans of the fire verse 6.
罗马书第五章第六节，因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。
Verse 7.
第七节，为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的。
Verse 8.
第八节，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱在此向我们显明了。
Here tell us different kind of love.
这里解释到不同种的爱。
Very rarely will somebody die for a righteous man.
那为人人死是少有的。
Even though he's very righteous, but if you want to die for him, this doesn't make sense, right? Because you are you. How can you die for him?
那为义人死，就算这个人很好，可是我们还是很困难，有这个心想要为他死。
Sometimes maybe somebody will die for a good man.
那有时候有人会为了一个很好的人死。
For example, just like the student, the 17 years old boy I mentioned.
譬如说，就像刚刚我提到这一位17岁的男孩一样。
Maybe he loved his school, his students, so he tried to save them.
也许他爱他的学校，他爱他的同学，所以他为他想，他愿意来救他们。
But actually, if he have more time to think about what will happen, maybe he will think twice.
可是也许如果他有更多时间去想后果会怎么样，也许他就不会这样做了。
Because we are human, we love ourselves.
因为我们是人，我们最后只爱就是爱自己。
Yes, but sometimes people will die for others.
那对，有时候人会为了其他人而死。
Maybe you will die for your spouse, die for your loved one.
也许你会为你爱的人死，为你的配偶死。
But will you die for a sinner?
可是你会为一位罪人死吗
？Will you die for somebody locked up in the prison?
你会为一个被关在监狱里的人死吗
？Nobody will do that.
没有人会这样做。
Only Christ Jesus.
只有基督耶稣愿意这样做。
He loved us so much.
因为他这么的爱我们。
He died for us when we were all sinners.
他为我们死，当我们还是罪人的时候。
So sometimes we think about this is so unexpected and beyond our understanding.
所以每当我们想起这些事的时候，我们都会觉得这真的是一个出乎意料的恩典。
So today we only have to grab hold of this.Grace of God.
所以我们今天一定要紧紧地抓住这一个从神来的恩典。
And then we can overcome all trials and hardship in our life.
那我们就有办法能够克服我们生命中种种的困难。
This is the first unexpected grace.
那这就是第一点出乎意料从神来的恩典。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
我们来翻开以弗所书。
The book of Ephesians, chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
The book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 19.
以弗所书第三章十九节。并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
Here tells us the love of Christ is beyond we can measure.
这里告诉我们，神的爱是我们没有办法去测量的。
Just like how do you measure distance?
就是譬如说，我们该怎么来测量长度呢？
This chapel is big, right?
我们看我们现在这个会堂很大。
Maybe 10 feet, 20 feet.
也许，
十尺，二十尺。Oh, how do you measure Toronto?
那我们要怎么样来量多伦多这个城市呢？
Kilometers, right?
我们用公里来量。
Oh, but how do you measure the distance to the moon?
可是我们要怎么量从地球到月亮的长度呢？
Hundreds of thousands of kilometers.
也许是好几千万公里。
Jesus,
好几十万尺。
But how do you measure the end of the universe?
可是我们要怎么样来测量这个宇宙呢？
You cannot measure because universe is too big to measure.
我们没有办法来测量，因为这个宇宙实在太大了。
Nobody knows how big is the universe.
那没有人能够知道这个宇宙到底有多大。
The maximum you can use is light year, how fast a light can travel.
那我们能够衡量的一个方法就是来看这个光。光年。
But sometimes even you use this biggest measurement, you say, oh, billions of light years away. It's too big.
那就算我们用光年来测量这个长度，我们还是知道这实在太困难了。
Beyond our understanding.
因为这是出乎我们能够了解的。
The love of Christ is like that.
那神的爱就像这样一样。
But if you grab hold of the grace of Christ,
可是如果我们能够紧紧握住神的恩典，
He not only give you the future,
那神不只会给我们有一个未来，
not only give you eternal life,
不只给我们永生，
but this life He will start to give you something unexpected.
可是在今生他也会开始给我们一些出我们意料的恩典。
Verse 20.
第二十节，二十节，神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
This is a very beautiful promise of God.
这是一个从神来一个非常美好的一个
Yes, God has given you the cross. God has given you the salvation.
对，神给我了我们救恩，为我们死在十字架上。
But what does it mean?
可是这什么意思呢？
This cross, this salvation will become a power in your heart.
这个十字架还有神的恩典就会成为我们心里的一个力量。
Help you fulfill you, your request, your need more than you ask and think of.
然后它会帮助我们使我充充足足的成就一切，而且这一切成就的会超过我们所想的。
The key word is more than what you think and ask.
那这里一个主要的字句就是这会超过我们所求所想的。
Sometimes in this society, in this world, if you get what you ask for, already you are very lucky.
在这个社会里，如果我们能够得到我们所求的，那也许我们就是非常幸运。
But if you get more than you ask for,
可是如果我们得到超过我们所求的，
you should be very, very, very happy.
那我们就应该要非常非常高兴。
If you get more than you can think of,
如果我们得到我们超过我们想到的，
then it's too excited, too good to be true, right?
那我们就会觉得这我们就会很高兴。
When I went to UK,
我去英国的时候，
I oftentimes met some members.
那我常常会遇到一些信徒。
They are very fervent in serving God in the church.
那他们在教会里面，他们很热心的服侍神。
They have good family.
他们家庭也都很美满。
Their children are in the church. Their children are all in the church.
他们的儿女都在教会里。
And God bless their business.
那神也祝福他们的事业。
And every year they go for holiday.
那每一年他们都会出去度假。
And they got all blessed them if everybody almost have a house to live.
那神也祝福他们，让每个人都有一栋房子可以住。
They have good car to drive.
那他们也有很好的车可以开。
Sometimes I ask them.
那有时候我会问他们。
Brother and sister, how come that God bless you guys so much?
那我就问他们说，弟兄姐妹，为什么神这么的祝福你们呢？
And many brothers and sisters will share with me their experience.
那弟兄姐妹就常常跟我分享他们的体验。
They say, preacher, do you know?
他们说，传道你知道吗？
We used to be very poor.
你知道我们以前其实是非常贫穷的。
In the 70s, in Hong Kong, the economy was not very good.
在香港在70年代的时候，那时候经济不是很好。
All these brothers and sisters, the young people at that time, they were working in the factory, earning minimum wages.
那个时候的弟兄姐妹他们都在工厂工作，那他们的薪资也非常的低。
Their parents used to be fishermen.
那他们的父母亲以前都是渔夫。
They live in Duck Island.
那他们住在亚洲。
But because there's no fish, almost no fish to fish at the time.
可是在那个时候，他们已经很难捕到鱼。
They were very poor.
所以他们那时候很贫穷。
How poor?
多贫穷呢？
One deacon told me.
有个执事跟我讲说
，When he was young,
他在年轻的时候
，the family only have one nice trousers.
他们在家里，他们只有
一条好的裤子。
只有一件比较好的裤子。
Of course, they have many, many, many shitty trousers, but only one nice trousers they can wear to go to town.
那当然，他们在家里有非常多件裤子，可是只有一件是好的，他们可以穿出去。
So if the father need to go to town and the father wear the trousers, the son stay home.
所以，如果这父亲他要去镇里，那他就要穿上这件好的裤子。
And then, if the son need to go to the town, then the son wear the trousers and the father stay home.
那这样这种时候，他儿子就不会出门。可是当儿子要出门的时候，他就会穿着好的裤子，那父亲就不会出门。
They're so poor.
因为他们很贫穷。
And they live the house they live is the boat.
那他们住的房子其实就是一艘船。
Because they do everything on the boat.
因为他们所有的事情，他们都在这个船上可以做。
They cook in the boat.
他们在这船上煮饭。
They eat in the boat.
他们在这个船上吃饭。
And the toilet is on the sea.
那他们可以在在海上方便。
So this is life is very poor.
所以他们的生活是非常贫穷的。
And so they have to go to Kowloon to work.
那
They go to the town to find jobs.
那他们还要去镇上找工作。
But their wages are minimum.
可是他们的薪水非常的低。
And then one by one, they start to move to the UK.
所以一个接着一个，他们就慢慢的搬去英国。
They work in a restaurant.
那他们就在餐厅里工作。
Every day in the kitchen, they peel potatoes, washing dishes.
那每一天他们都在厨房里工作，他们是剥这些马铃薯，然后他们洗碗。
In the winter, it's very cold.
那冬天的时候非常冷。
Summer is very hot.
那夏天的时候很炎热。
Then they earn some money.
那他们赚了一点钱之后。
But at that time there was no church.
他们可是在那个时候。
At that time there's no true church at UK.
在那个时候，那英国并没有真耶稣教会。
So some member because there's no church to go gambling.
那因为那个时候没有教会，所以有一些信徒最后就去赌博。
Because life is very empty, very hard.
因为那时候他们的生命非常虚空，而且很困难。
So they go gambling, waste all their money.
所以他们就去赌博，然后也失去他们的钱。
And the faith go down.
然后他们的信心也越来越软弱。
But thank God, God loved them.
可是感谢神，神还是爱他们。
God bring a deacon from Hong Kong to gather them back.
所以神从香港带了一位执事给他们，然后把他们全部都聚集一起。
Encourage them. All of us must be revived in our faith.
那勉励他们说，我们一定要重新的建立我们的信仰。
Cannot forget Lord Jesus, cannot forget Lord Jesus Christ.
我们没有不行，忘记主耶稣。
And we cannot stop service.
我们不行，停止聚会。
So that they slowly gathering together to have Sabbath service on the shop, on the house.
所以在从那个时候开始，他们每个礼拜六就会慢慢的在他们的店里或者在餐厅里面来聚会。
And the church in UK was started just like that.
那英国的教会就是从这样子开始。
And after looking back, few decades gone.
那过了十几年之后，几十年之后，大家回头想一想。
We need a brother and sister testify to me.
那很多弟兄姐妹他这样子的来跟我做见证。
If not because of God.
他说如果不是因为神。
If not because of Lord Jesus Christ.
如果不是因为主耶稣基督。
If not because of the church.
如果不是因为教会。
Who will we be today?
那我们今天会成为什么样的人呢？
We will surely be.Gambling addicted.
那也许我们就继续沉迷在赌博里。
My family broken.
那也许我们的家庭就会变得不美满。
We owe nothing.
那我们就会失去一切。
And we also suffer, not only now but forever.
那我们也会受苦，不只是现在，我们永远都会受苦。
But because they grab hold of the faith.
可是因为他们后来紧握住了他们的信仰。
They come back to Lord Jesus Christ.
他们后来回转到主耶稣这里的这里。
So Jesus give them more than they ask for.
所以到最后，主耶稣就给他们赐给他们超出他们所想到的。
They didn't ask for good business, but God blessed the business.
他们并没有求神给他们做好的生意，可是神就祝福给他们很成功。
They cannot even imagine buying a house, but God let everybody buy a house.
他们没有办法想象说能够买一栋房子，可是神让他们每一位都有办法买自己的房子。
They are not educated, but God let their second generation all educated.
他们没有什么学问，可是神祝福他们，让他们第二代每一个人都能够受很好的教育。
They never imagined they can build true Jesus Church in UK.
他们从来都没有想到说他们能够在英国来建立他们真耶稣教会。
Because it's all Caucasian people, all the English speaking world.
因为在那个地方是一个英文国家，那他们周围都是白人。
But God allowed them to establish so many TGC in UK.
可是神祝福他们，让他们能够建立许多间真耶稣教会。
Many workers, they were not able to finish the primary school at the time.
那在当时那时候非常多全职的工人，他们都没有办法从小学毕业。
But God gave them gift.
可是神还是给他们才能。
Because at the beginning there was no preacher, there's no other people who can teach the word of God.
因为在一开始那边并没有传道执事来教导他们神的话语。
But God gave many workers the gift of God to preach.
可是神却赐给他们许多，从上面赐给他们能力，让他们有传福音的这个能力。
The job were all cook in the kitchen.
那他们一开始的工作都是在厨房里当厨师。
But everybody, many workers, many deacons, many brothers, they can teach the word of God very effectively.
可是这些工人、这些长职还有弟兄姐妹，他们却都能够有能力来传福音。
And then 还有领会啊，
还有领会。
And then some workers, they can even go to Africa to preach in English.
那还有一些工人，他们也有机会能够去非洲来用英文来在那边传福音。
But actually, they never graduated even from high school.
可是其实他们有许多都没有从高中毕业。
But God gave them the ability to do it.
可是神却给他们这些恩赐来做这些事情。
What does it actually mean?
所以这教导我们什么
？If you love God,
如果我们爱主
，If you just grab hold on the faith.
如果我们能够紧握住我们的信仰
If you put God first,
如果我们把神摆第一位
God will always give you the things that you didn't even ask for.
那神就会时常的给我们超出我们所求所想的
And you don't have to worry about your life.
我们不需要来担心我们自己的生活
Let's turn to Matthew.
我们来翻开马太福音
We all know this verse very well.
我们大家都知道这个经节
Chapter 6,
第六章
Verse 33.
第三十三节
Matthew 6:33
马太福音第六章第三十三节
Let's read from verse 32
我们从第三十二节开始读起
Matthew 6:32
马太福音第六章三十二节这都是外邦人所求的你们需用的一切东西你们的天父是知道的
Verse 33
三十三节你们要先求他的国和他的义这些东西都要加给你们了
Verse 34
三十四节所以不要为明天忧虑因为明天自有明天的忧虑一天的难处一天当就够了
We Christians shall be very different than unbelievers
身为基督徒我们跟不信的人是非常不一样
What is the difference?
那这不一样的地方是什么?
Not because we don't have to work and get something.
并不是说我们都没有不需要工作。
We still have to work.
我们还是必须要工作。
But what is the real difference?
可是不一样的地方是什么呢?
The real difference is the Gentiles or unbelievers, they don't have God to take care, so they have to rely on themselves.
那这些不信主的人、外邦人他们因为不认识神所以他们所做的一切都是要用自己的力量来做
But we have God, we can trust him.
可是我们有神可以依靠
So God, what does God want us to do?
所以神要我们做的是什么呢
God give us a deal, arrangement.
神就帮我们预备了这个
Jesus tell us what is this arrangement.
耶稣告诉我们说他预备的是什么
You always put God first.
他说你要先求你要把神摆第一
His kingdom and his righteousness.
你要先求他的国和他的义
You always put this first.
你如果把这些事情总是摆第一位的话
And put yourself the second important.
然后你把你自己放在第二位
Doesn't mean that you don't have to work.
并不是说你都不要工作
You still have to do your duty.
你还是要做你自己该尽的本分
But you don't put it the most important.
可是你不要把这摆在第一位
You put it the second important.
你把它摆在第二个重要
You put God the first importance.
你把神摆在最重要的那个位置
This arrangement is if you do this, then GodAdd things that you have not even asked.
因为神说，如果我们这样做的话，神就会将一些我们都没有想到的事情也加给我们。
What you worry, what you have to toil, God will help you to take care of those.
那如果我们有忧虑，我们很辛苦，那神还会继续照顾我们。
More than you ask for.
那他会照顾我们，超出我们所想的。
There was a sister.
有一个姐妹。
Who has very strong faith on God.
他有很强的信心。
Why did she have strong faith in God?
为什么他对神这么有信心呢?
Because God saved her when she was very young.
因为在他还很小的时候，神就救了他。
Because she had blood cancer, leukemia.
他小时候有血癌。
Well, as a little girl, she suffered leukemia.
所以他还在很小的时候，还是个小女孩的时候，他就有血癌。
The doctor declared to her parents, then you.They just bring her home, wait to die, because there's no cure 30 years ago.
那在三十年前的时候，医生就告诉他爸爸妈妈说：“你可以把你小孩带回家，因为我们没有办法治疗。
”But miraculously,
可是很奇妙的
，her mother at that time has faith.
她妈妈在那个时候有信心。
Since the doctor declared there's no hope.
虽然这个医生说已经没有希望了
，bring her to water baptism.
他还是把她带去受洗。
At least let her soul be safe.
至少让她灵魂能够得救。
If her body cannot be safe, I want her soul to be safe.
如果她肉体不能够得救，我还是要她的灵魂能够得救。
So her mother bring her, let her to be baptized.
所以她妈妈就把她带去洗礼场。
And miraculous things happen in TJC.
然后很奇妙的事情在真耶稣教会就发生了。
After she came back,
当她回家的时候
，all the blood cleanser started to heal.
她这血癌就慢慢越来越。就好了。
There was no blood transplant, no nothing.
就他们不需要再输血给他，也没有做任何治疗。
Just gradually healed like that.
他就渐渐的就越来越健康。
Her mother always told her this testimony.
那他妈妈时常的告诉他这一个见证。
So in her mind, she always remembered God.
所以在他的头脑里，他一直都纪念神。
Just one thing mattered to her: put God first.
所以他知道最重要的就是把神摆第一位。
She is not very highly educated.
虽然他没有受很高的教育。
But she always know how to love God.
可是他总是知道该如何来爱神。
She worked in a bookstore before.
她一开始在一间书店工作。
You know, we work in bookstore as a clerk or the service people. You don't earn a lot of money.
你知道在书店工作，如果你只是在
整理书，
在整理书的话，其实你不会赚很多钱。
But every time when she received the paycheck,
可是每一次她领到薪水的时候
，she always remind herself.
她一定都会提醒自己。
No, my life.Is saved by God.
他会说我的生命是神给我的。
I have to love God.
所以我要爱神。
I have to offer tithe, the 10% of my income.
所以我要给十分之一给神。
She doesn't just offer or anything, right? She offer tithe.
他不是给神任何什么东西，只是他把十分之一献给上。
You know, when your money is so little, offering tithe is not easy.
我们知道，如果你所拥有的钱很少的话，如果你要再献上十分之一是很困难的。
But for her, there's no problem.
可是对他来讲，这不是什么问题。
Because this belongs to God.
因为他知道说这个是属于神的。
You know, she will go to the bank and ask for the new note, 新的钞啊，新钞。
所以他会去银行，然后要求。银行给他一些新钞
，and then put in a nice envelope，
然后就把它放在一个很好的纸袋里面。
And every Sabbath day when she come to the church, she put in the offering box。
然后每个礼拜六他来聚会的时候，他就会把这个信封放进奉献箱里。
That is her heart to God。
那这就是他对神有的这个心。
She put God first.
他把神摆在第一位。
And when she loved God, God prepared something that she never asked for.
那当他这样爱神的时候，神就为他准备了一个他想不到的东西。
No, she become mature of age. She still haven't find a brother.
那在他年纪越来越大的时候，他还没有找到一位弟兄。
And then she came to Canada.
然后后来他就来到了加拿大。
For a vacation to find her relatives.
他来这边来拜访他的亲戚。
And then at the beginning, people ask her, "Do you want to get married?"
那一开始就有人问他说：“你想要结婚了吗？”
You know, and she replied, "You know, I myself, how can I get married?"
那他就回答说：“我这样子，我有办法结婚吗？”
She said, maybe marriage is not for her."
那他自己有想过，也许婚姻不适合他。
So she said, maybe no.
那他就说：“也许没
有。” I love by myself. Maybe no need anybody.
他说我自己这样住很好，我不需要任何一个人。
But God let her to understand.
可是神让他明白了一件事。
It's not good for her to be alone.
他自己一个人独居这样不好。
One day she has a very severe back pain.
那就有一天他背很疼痛。
Wow, she cannot even move.
他没有办法动。
And God tell her the lesson. You know, you are by yourself. If you are sick, nobody take care of you.
那神就借着这个教导他一件事情，说如果你是自己一个人，然后你生病了，就没有人照顾你。
So she suddenly understand it is good if I can get married.
所以他突然就了解说，如果能够结婚的话，这也是一件好事。
But I'm already more than 30.
可是他说我已经超过三十岁了。
And then I had a background of this my health is not good.
然后我这个背景， yeah. 我其实身体一直都不是很好。
My back is not good.
我的背不好。
And when I was a little girl, I had a blood cancer. Who want me?
那我在小的时候我有血癌，那有谁愿意娶我呢？
But God can do something miraculous.
可是神却能够做一些很奇妙的事。
God can do something even more than you ask, more than you can think of.
那神能做的是超出我们所求所想的。
God prepared a brother for him.
所以神就为他预备了一位弟兄。
The brother and his family didn't mind her background.
那这位弟兄和他的家人，他们并不介意他的背景。
Didn't mind her health history.
那他们也不介意他以前生病。
So they got married in Christ.
所以他们就在主里结婚。
This is even more than she can dream of.
所以这个是他从来没有想象过的。
And because of her age.
尤其是他到了这个年龄。
Maybe it's difficult to have children.
也许他也没有办法生小孩。
In her mind, she just leave it open. If God give it to me, it's okay.
那在他头脑里，他想说，如果神愿意的话，我就能够有小孩。
Yeah, but I understand my age is already old.
可是我了解说，我年纪已经大了。
But if God can give her more, you can ask for.
可是神也可以给他超出他所求所想的。
2 years after they get married.
他结婚2年之后。
Old age, bear children.
他年纪已经很大了，可是他还怀孕。
So looking back her life.
所以他回头看的时候
She's very thankful.
他很感谢神
She never asked for something, but God always gave it to her.
他从来都没有求这些事情可是神就这样为他预备好
But why did God give it to her?
可是为什么神要把这些事情给他
Because she loved God.
因为他爱神
Because she put God first.
因为他把神摆在第一位
So if you do that,
如果这样我们这样行的话
God will always give you something beyond your expectation.
那神都会帮我们预备一些超出我们超出我们意料之外的事。
So that applies to all the brothers and sisters.
所以这是我们所有弟兄姐妹也能够体验的。
You don't have to worry about life.
你不需要为生命来忧虑。
You only have to, your only responsibility is to love God.
那我们唯一的责任就是要来爱神。
You just listen to him.
我们就要听从神。
Put him first.
来把他放在第一位。
And then he'll take care of everything else.
然后他就会为我们预备其他所有的东西。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians.
我们来翻开腓立比书。
The book of Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章。
Verse 4 to 7.
第四到第七节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 to 7.
腓立比书第四章第四到第七节。第四节，你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。五，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经尽了。第六节，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。第七节，神所赐出人意料的平安、意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Here mentioned about the third things.That God give it to us beyond our expectation.
这里教导我们，神所给我们出乎我们意料的是什么
？Is the peace of God which surpasses all understanding.
就是这个出人意外的平安。
What we need the most actually is peace.
那我们其实最需要的就是平安。
But peace cannot be bought with money.
可是平安是钱买不到的。
You can go to a shopping mall.
如果你去一个百货公司里
，You can look at all the luxury shop.
如果你看那些很昂贵的店
Gold, silver, jewelry,
你如果去看那些金银还有珠宝
Nice clothes,
还有很漂亮的衣服
But can you see anybody selling peace?
可是你看得到人在卖平安吗
You can buy the sleeping pill
你可以去用钱买到安眠药
But you cannot buy sleep
可是你没有办法用钱去买睡眠
Sometimes even you take too much sleeping pill, you cannot even sleep, harm yourself
有时候如果你吃太多安眠药你甚至没有办法睡觉
Sometimes you can buy the best bed
有时候你可以买一个最好的床
But sometimes you sleep on the best bed you can even fall asleep
可是就算你睡在最好的床也许你还是没有办法睡着
You can buy the nice food
你可以买用钱买到最好吃的食物
But without peace you have no appetite
可是如果你心里没有平安你就没有食欲
So why in this world we have no peace
所以为什么在这世界上我们没有平安呢
Because we have too much worries
因为我们有许多的忧虑
Now, verse 6 tells us that we actually in our life we have a lot of anxious things
在第六节告诉我们说我们有许多挂虑的事情
A new year has come but actually not many good news has come in
那新年已经到了可是并没有太多好消息
For example in Canada I don't know whether you read the news or not
譬如说在加拿大我不知道大家有没有看到这个新闻。
Actually, economically speaking, Canada actually is not doing good now.
那经济上来讲，其实加拿大现在并不是很好。
Our loan is dropping.
那我们的加币也是慢慢的在。
That means in the future, go to US shopping, you pay more.
这样就是说，如果我们要去美国买东西的话，会花比较多钱。
The food price, everything will go up.
那我们吃的食物的价钱都在涨。
Many companies are laying off people.
那很多公司他们都在裁员。
From the manufacturing sector to banking, it's not doing well.
从工厂还有甚至银行。
Interest rate may go up.
然后利息也都在提升。
But everything else is going up. All the prices are going up.
然后我们要付的钱也都慢慢在涨。
You worry about your job.
有时候我们担心自己的工作。
The newest Maclean magazine, the title is "How safe is your job?"
在最新一期 Maclean 杂志，它的题目就是说我们的工作有多有保障呢？
Sometimes you ask this question yourself.
有时候我们自己会问自己这个问题。
Sometimes you don't worry about job, but you worry about your health.
有时候我们不会担心自己的工作，可是我们却担心自己的健康。
You're not feeling well recently. How would that be?
我最近不是很舒服，那这是为什么呢？
Your doctor tell you to do a lot of checkup. You worry.
那如果那个医生叫你要做一些检查，你就会担心。
Sometimes you worry about your children.
有时候你会为自己的儿女担心。
I live in this kind of world. How about them in the future? How can they survive?
你会担心说，我今天活着的这个世界是这样子，那以后我小孩长大，他们活的世界又是什么？
Sometimes you worry about church work.
有时候你会担心。教会的工作。
There's so much to do, but we are lacking of strength.
我们有许多要做的事情，可是我们都没有力量。
That's why we worry too much.We have no peace.
所以我们有这么多忧虑的时候，我们心里就不会有平安。
But here the Bible tells us what to do.
可是这里圣经教导我们要怎么做。
Verse 6 tells us now, be anxious for nothing now.
第六节教导我们应当一无挂虑。
If you are having something to worry, you should pray.
如果我们心中有什么挂虑的话，我们要放在祷告里。
You should tell God your worries.
我们要来告诉神我们的忧虑。
If you tell other people about your worries, maybe you feel a little bit better because somebody shared.
如果我们告诉其他人我们的忧虑，也许我们心里会好过一些，因为我们分享了。
But what other people can help you is very limited.
可是其他人能够帮我们，能够帮我们的是非常少。
But if you just tell it to God.
可是如果我们将这些事情告诉神，
whatever problem you have, you tell to Him.
我们有什么问题的话，我们都告诉他。
Through supplication and thanksgiving.
借着祷告、祈求和感谢。
And then let your request be known to him.
然后将我们所要的告诉神。
You tell God maybe you're worrying about your job.
也许你告诉神说你担心自己的工作。
You heard that your company is cutting people.
你听说你的公司正在裁员。
You're worried you cannot sleep.
那你担心到你都没有办法睡觉。
Or your business is not doing good recently.
或者是你现在的生意最近并不是很做得很好。
Then what should you do?
那我们该怎么做呢？
Tell God.
就是告诉神。
How can we tell God?
我们要怎么跟神说呢？
You don't tell God, oh no, God, no, you must help me. Now, how can I survive?
我们不是跟神说，神啊，求你一定要帮助我，因为不然我没有办法生存下去。
We tell God, God, thank you.
我们要跟神，我们要跟他说感谢的
话。I thank you for what you have given to me.
感谢他赐给我们已经拥有的。
And I know time is tough.
然后告诉他说，我了解现在的情况非常困难。
But I know you'll take care of me.
可是我知道你一定会照顾我。
Thank you very much.
谢谢你。
The more you give thanks in this kind of prayer.
那如果当我们越存着这种感恩的心来祷告
，And then verse 7 tells us, God will give you something beyond your expectation.
第七节又告诉我们，我们这样祷告之后，神就会赐出我们意外的平安。
Suddenly the peace will just come in.
突然这个意外的平安就会进来。
You will not even worry anymore.
那我们就不会再担忧了。
Because you have prayed.
因为我们祷告过了。
This is a very good experience.
那这其实是一个很好的体验。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
我们来翻开约翰福音第四章
Chapter 14
约翰福音第十四章
John chapter 14 verse 27
约翰福音第十四章第二十七节
John chapter 14 verse 27
约翰福音十四章第二十七节
14:27
十四章二十七节我留下平安给你们我将我的平安赐给你们我所赐的不像世人所赐的你们心里不要忧愁也不要胆怯
Here Jesus promised peace to his people.
这里耶稣他说他要把他平安赐给我们。
What is kind of peace?
这是什么平安呢？
This peace is not nothing to happen in this world.
这平安并不是说在这世界上什么事都不会发生。
In this world, we think about peace as nothing happened.
在这世界上我们会觉得平安的时候就是当什么事情都没有发生的时候。
In this world, peace means you're always healthy, your job is always good, you're always earning good income, nothing to worry about.
在这世界上的平安就是当我们身体都很健康，我们工作很顺利。
But no, in Christ, different kind of peace.
可是在耶稣基督里，这种平安是不一样的。
Peace in suffering, peace in tribulation.
是在困难、在困苦的时候，我们心里还是有平安。
Last week, I talked to a brother in South Africa.
那上个礼拜，我跟一位在南非的弟兄说话。
And then I asked him how are you doing.
那我问他说他最近好不好
？Because I know him for many years, more than 10 years.
因为我认识他已经超过十年了。
He used to be.From China, but go to South Africa to do business.
他以前是从中国大陆出来，然后他去南非工作。
And thank God, his business is growing bit by bit.
那感谢神，他的事业慢慢的在 进步。
He earned some money.
那他也赚了一些钱。
But he still didn't want to go back to China.
可是他还是不想回中国。
Even though South Africa is a very dangerous country.
虽然南非是一个很危险的国家。
Lots of crime.
那边有很多犯罪的事情。
But God loved him.
可是神爱他。
I asked him how he's doing recently.
我问他说他最近好不好。
He told me, preacher, I've been shot with a gun recently.
他跟我说，传道，最近我被射了一枪。
I said, what? What happened?
我问他说，怎么会发生这种事情？
You know, one day I went to my friend's house.
他说有一天我去我一个朋友家。
The armed robber came into the house.
就有一个小强盗进来。
And then asked for money.
然后他就跟我们要钱。
And he shoot me.
然后就射开枪射我。
The bullet, fortunately, thank God, the bullet only hit his shoulder.
那感谢神，这个子弹只打到他的肩膀。
Now my hand, he said, my hands cannot move now.
他告诉我说，所以我现在手臂没有办法动。
But he didn't complain to God.
可是他没有抱怨。
He knows that God tell him it's time to go home.
他知道说这是神给他一个指示，要他回家。
You have money already. You have earned enough. You should go back to China.
他告诉他说：“你已经赚了够多的钱，你可以回去中国了。
”Don't just love the money and lose your life.
那不要为了这个钱，然后就不爱惜自己的生命。
So he has peace in his heart.
所以虽然发生这个事情，他心里还是有平安。
Sometimes a bullet can teach you a lesson.
有时候这子弹也可以教我们一堂课。
Sometimes suffering can teach a lesson.
有时候受苦也会教我们一堂课。
Sometimes in a very smooth life, you know there's a lesson teaching, but you don't take it to the heart.
那有时候当我们生活很顺利，就算我们知道我们有一些教导是我们要去学习的，我们不会去注意他们。
But cannot listen to the heart. Cannot listen.
我们心里我们没有办法去听这些教导。
But one bullet, okay, go back.China next week.
可是他这样被射了一枪之后，他就知道他要回国，然后他下礼拜就回去。
But in his heart, he has peace, because he knows God loves him.
可是在他心里，他还是有平安，因为他知道神是爱他的。
No matter what happened,
无论发生什么事情。
So this is what God can give it to you beyond your expectation.
这就是神能够给我们超出我们意料的事情。
So next time, if you worry about something,
所以下一次如果我们在为一些事情担忧
，pray，
我们就祷告。
If you have no strength.
如果我们没有力量
，Pray with your spouse together.
我们就跟我们的配偶一起祷告。
If you have no strength,
如果你们还是没有力量
，Tell your children to pray together.
你告诉你的儿女说要一起祷告。
Pray until you are not weary.
那我们就一直祷告，直到我们心中都没有忧虑。
And suddenly you find out that, oh, I feel so peaceful.
那你就会突然发现，我的心里是充满着平安。
That is beyond you expect.
这平安是出乎我们意料的。
God is so wonderful.
因为神是很奇妙的。
He always give you unexpected grace.
他总是会给我们出乎意料的恩典。
But you must ask him for it.
可是我们一定要跟他求。
Let's sing him.
我们一起来唱诗。
457首。Wonderful grace of Jesus.